What we eat has long been defined by different charts and graphics. Weird Al probably used the food pyramid. Well, it might be back. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the HHS secretary, is talking about bringing the relic back. The Trump administration might reinstate the food pyramid as early as next month. The visual is expected to focus on protein and whole foods, which Kennedy has long endorsed as he aims to steer the public away from ultra-processed food products. The rise of the food pyramid. Over the years, the U.S. tried to make recommendations on what Americans should eat and create visuals so that it was easy to understand. In 1984, the food guide was released in a pyramid format. The width of the pyramid level roughly indicated the proportion of food servings. You remember this. At its base were bread, rice, cereal, and grains, which should have the largest servings. At the apex were fats and sweets, which should be consumed sparingly. I'm actually looking at the graphic now from when I was a kid growing up. At the bottom of the pyramid was bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. They recommended 6 to 11 servings a day. That's a lot, especially now when people are cutting back on bread. Middle of the pyramid, they recommended 2 to 4 servings of fruit and 3 to 5 servings of vegetables. As you got near the top, milk and yogurt and cheese, 2 to 3 servings a day were recommended. Meat, fish, eggs and nuts, 2 to 3 servings a day were recommended. And then at the top of the pyramid, fats, oils, and sweets, it always said use sparingly. In 2011, the U.S. abandoned the food pyramid in favor of what is called My Plate. Do you remember My Plate? It was actually a plate that represented what the average person should eat based on dietary guidelines. The My Plate's recommendations were pretty easy to follow. Half the plate, roughly, should contain fruits and vegetables, a quarter of the plate for grains and proteins, and a quarter of the plate, roughly, for protein like meat. Then on the graphic, they actually had a smaller plate they set aside for dairy. It was supposed to be sparingly for dairy. So now they're talking about bringing back the food pyramid. People are nervous in the health field because they don't know what Robert Kennedy will decide to put on the pyramid, how it'll be laid out, all of that stuff. But the food pyramid could be coming back before the end of the year. Up next, we stick with the food theme. Restaurant prices are up. Tariffs on very popular products appear to be going away, so we could see a decrease in the grocery store. We'll let you know what products those are up next.